Believe me, I don't know how, but it still is. Good morning. This is Brian Steiner, and that is
Ronen Kochavi.
And we are, oh my God, it's still alive on Radio Katze. Shabbat Baboker.
Shabbat Shalom.
Ah, look at you, getting all religious on me. Good morning. We're going to wake up. We have a very special show for you today. We actually are at the very beginning right now of a two-part special on food and drink. And we're going to kick it off nice for you on this Saturday morning. Beautiful, get on a buzz, hang out, and enjoy the day kind of vibe. A little track we like to call Shanti by Jonathan Edwards.
Something good to eat. Make my head a little high, make the whole day complete. We'll lay around the shanty mama and put a good buzz on. Well, pass it to me, baby. Pass it to me slow. We'll take time out to smile a little before I let her go. We'll lay around the shanty mama, put a good buzz on. Cheryl Prasker, everybody.
Yeah, you can't have a better good morning wake up vibe than that. And for a Saturday morning, there's no more better advice that I could give than fill it, light it, shut up, and close the door. Really, there's nothing else to be said on a Saturday morning other than fill it, light it, shut up, and close the door. You with me on that one?
Can, any po.
Fact, right? Mm-hmm. And of course, it's shanty because it's not shanty, but I had to say shanty just to get the attention of the Israeli culture waking up in the morning on a Saturday, and they're like, "Oh, good shanti! Oh, we're gonna get shanti."
Ken, ma kete be'emet shloshim.
Shanti is like a cabin. shanty. We're going to lay around the shanty and put a good buzz on.
Okay.
He's just chilling out today, you know, chilling in the kitchen, munching, hanging out, and smoking his weed. Jonathan Edwards. That's what we do.
זה אותו כיוון של vibe, בעצם.
Yes. Yes. So
shanty.
Yes, shanty. It's the same vibe, yes. Mm-hmm. It's a shanty day in his shanty. He's having a shanty day.
Magniv.
Beautiful. Gotta love the way that all came together. I wonder which came first, the shanty or the shanty.
לא יודע, לא יודע מאיפה בא שנטי.
I guess it's an older culture, I would have to say.
אתה חושב שזה בא מהודו, כאילו, לא...
Quite possibly.
יש מצב.
Because a shanty is like a kind of cabin, and shanty, if you want to be shanty, that is the first place you'd go.
כן, כן. מעניין, כן.
Right? So I have no idea, but I don't know. We'll have to look up the origins of the words. That's what we call etymology.
Very interesting.
For those of us playing at home. So for my thought of the week this week, I thought I would talk about some of the things that I have pulled out of the toilet in the past week or two. So my youngest is one, a little over one in a couple of months, and one of her things over the past, I would say good 5 months now, 4 or 5 months now, is throwing shit in the toilet. Now, at first, she wouldn't open the lid of the toilet by herself, so you really just had to keep the toilets closed, but obviously she's grown up, and now she could just walk into a bathroom and open up a toilet and start throwing things in. So there's the obvious toilet paper that I've had to pull out of, because it's not like she throws a little, exactly. Okay, it's like you got to a toilet and there's toilet paper, berama, that, bichlal, I have four girls, and plus five girls living with me, and there's just a lot of toilet paper used in my house. Anyway, I have pulled so much money out of my toilet this past week.
No,
איך הגיע לכסף?
זאת השאלה. לא איך הגיע לשירותים.
מטבעות כאלה, probably from her sisters, playing with coins and stuff, and she finds coins, and then she just goes and chucks them in the toilet, and that's where they're at the... I got to reach my hand down to the bottom.
מסתבר שזה ב-DNA שלנו לזרוק מטבעות לכל מיני...
Into water.
כן.
I wonder if she makes a wish every time.
מעניין, אה?
Make a wish. I'm teaching her properly. Just make a lot of wishes and throw money into water. Obviously, the Playmobil. Playmobil. And the list just goes on. You know, you just walk by a toilet and...
Food, maybe?
Whatever's in there, you take out. I haven't gotten food yet. Okay. Yesterday, I caught her. She was going to the bathroom with a pair of pants. And she was walking into the bathroom with a pair of pants. It's not clear to me if she wanted to throw the pants in the toilet or if maybe she's just like, it's time for me to go in the toilet. I'm pretty sure she was throwing the pants in the toilet. She likes, this is an activity of hers. If you're not sure where she is, check the bathroom. She might be throwing something in the toilet.
טוב, מגניב.
She's awesome.
נשמע לי משהו לספר לה שהיא תהיה גדולה, שיהיה מצחיק.
So now we have a record. Now she will know. I have to do that. Yeah, I have to just tell stories here. So when I don't remember anything, they'll be able to go back and be like, this is the shit that I did when I was young. So I thought that I would go now to, this isn't going to be a great segue, but I'm going to go to the radiators now. It'll wake us up a little bit, get us grooving, a little New Orleans rock and roll, a little song about fish that we like to call Suck the Head. Please do, please.
It's all about sucking. Thank you. my circulation. Don't cut it off. Cut it off.
That is some life advice right there. Suck the head, squeeze the tip.
מה, איך קוראים לדג הזה?
I believe it has to do with a bass fish.
Bass? מה פתאום?
I think so, no? That's what I always believed. They're New Orleans, but it's like a fish. Maybe it's not.
הם מדברים על זה? הם כאילו, הם מדברים על הסוג של הדג, או שזה דג מסוים, או ש...
I think it's the dog that hangs between their legs at any given moment.
Okay, Vanti, sababa.
No. There really is. It really is. Maybe it's crawfish, something New Orleansy. Mm. It's something with the way they eat something down in New Orleans, sucking the head and squeezing the tip. I guess it wouldn't be like a bass fish, no, but just sounded good at the time. But I forget. Maybe I once knew. Maybe I didn't. I'm old. Tov. So Ronen, we have a new pina which fits this, which fits our theme of the day here today.
אני חושב שאתה צריך פה לעזור לי עם, עם הכיוון.
Okay, hold on, let me do the intro.
Okay, סבבה.
Kitchen tip with Ronen Kochavi. That's perfect, right?
זה ענק. זה ענק. Okay, אני חושב שאנחנו נשנה את, את, את הפינה קצת. אני אתחל למה, כי נראה לי שאם אתה תנחה את הכיוון, מהמקום שאתה נמצא בו בחיים, עם אוכל וזה. זה יכול להיות מעניין, אתה מבין מה אני אומר?
Dude, I have four kids.
בדיוק.
Try feeding four kids in the evening.
בוא נשמע. בוא נשמע מה למשל הם אכלו אתמול.
Yesterday for dinner it was a mac and cheese. We did the mac and cheese. And we ate quite late-ish.
אתה הכנת את זה?
Actually, usually I do the mac and cheese, and then me and the kids, we all stir it together. But last night, it was my wife that made the mac and cheese. Mm-hmm. And I had pretty much nothing to do with it, except for the sitting down and eating with them a little bit. Mm-hmm. Usually, my wife is more the cook in my house than
כן,
I am.
כן,
every once in a while, I do cook in my house, and I do enjoy cooking, but I am the messiest fucking cook in the world, because I just like throwing shit around and... getting out spices and chucking it everywhere. And I fucking love it. I love it, but like, it's just right.
סדר ונקות אחרי זה.
Oh, dude. Not that we don't have to clean anyway in our house.
תדע לך שזה כלל ראשון בזה, בבישול. באמת.
To chuck shit around and make a mess?
לא, הפוך.
To not make, to be clean.
לעבוד מסודר. כי בסוף זה חוסך לך זמן.
כן.
אתה מבין?
כן.
כאילו, אתה פותח...
אני עובד מסודר.
אתה פותח בקבוק שמן זית.
רגע.
אתה שם את הכמות שאתה צריך.
כן.
אתה, לא משנה מה, כמה אתה ממהר, אתה סוגר את המכסה, מחזיר אותו למקום. אתה לא משאיר את, את הפקק בצד ואת הבקבוק איפה שהיית וממשיך לעבוד. כי אז אתה בטעות תפיל אותו עם המרפק או עם משהו, ואז אתה צריך לנקות את מה שנשפח.
כן, that could be a problem. But I'm מסודר in the sense that, let's say I make like a stir fry and I want to get all my shit together. First I'll cut everything up and I'll put it in separate bowls and it'll all be sitting. I won't be like cutting up while it's all, unless I'm like, wow, חסר משהו and I got to go back and cut. Oh. So in that way, I'm pretty
okay,
מסודר.
בוא נדבר על זה. איך אתה עושה את המוקפץ? ספר לי.
If I make a מוקפץ, it starts with...
אני אתן לך טיפ על המוקפץ.
It starts for me with oil, some spices, and garlic and onion. I let all of that simmer. And then, this is the way I do my מוקפץ. I put in vegetables by how long they take to get softish. So like, if I want to do... you know, hard vegetables go first and the softer ones go. And I do it all by color. Everything, like if it's too red, I'll put in a yellow spice or a yellow veg. I always do shit by color in cooking and taste along the way.
אז בוא אני אתן לך שני טיפים קטנים לשדרג את המוקפץ שלך.
אוקיי.
הדבר הראשון זה בעצם לעבוד דווקא תתפלה עם האש הכי גבוהה שיש לך בקיריים.
אוקיי.
אתה לא רוצה לרקח את הירקות, אתה רוצה לתת להם צבע, ולהשאיר אותם דווקא קשים. ככה מכינים אותם, שהם לא יהיו מושי, ושהם לא... שיהיה להם נוכחות גם בצבע וגם בטעם. אז זה דבר ראשון, דווקא אתה עובד עם האש הכי גבוהה, מחכה שהמחבת או הווק יהיו הכי חמים שיש, מוסיף את השמן, ואז מתחיל לעבוד נורא נורא מהר. 30 שניות דקה לכל נגלה של רקות. וואלה. כן, זה דבר ראשון. דבר שני,
אוקיי.
גם שם סויה ב...
כן, לפעמים,
יפה.
כן.
סויה, כן. לא לבשל. זה פשוט גורם
לשים,
לה...
לשים אחר כך.
לא אחר כך, אתה שם אותה ב-30 שניות האחרונות של ההקפצה. זאת אומרת, ברגע שאתה שם אותה, אתה מערבב שהיא תגיע לכל מקום וסוגר את האש. זה ישדרג את המוקפץ שלך פלאים, שני הטיפים okay. האלה. כן.
Okay, great. We got our tips of the day. Beautiful. Yeah, beautiful. And this is my excuse of the day.
Nothing in the world's been drinking. My necktie is asleep. And the combo went back to New York. And the jukebox fell to take a leak. Cause the carpet needs a haircut. And the spotlight looks like a prison break. And the telephone without a cigarette. And the balcony is on the make. And the piano has been drinking. The piano has been drinking. And you can't find your waitress with the Geiger counter. And then she hates you and each and every one of your friends. Oh, but you just can't get served without her. And the piano has been drinking. The piano has been drinking. And the bouncer is a sumo wrestler. A real cream puff Casper milk toast. A real sissy. And the owner is a mental midget with the IQ of a fence post. And the piano has been drinking. The piano has been drinking. The piano has been drinking. He's on the hard stuff, they say. And the box office is drooling. And the bar stools are on fire. All the newspapers were fooling. And the ashtrays have retired. And the piano has been drinking. The piano has been drinking. Not me. Not me. You talking to me? I don't see nobody else here. Cause the piano has been drinking. Not me.
Tom. That's a lovely track, and it's a lovely excuse. Yes. So the next time, for example, in my case, the computer has been smoking. It's definitely not me. Mm. I open up the computer, it's been smoking all night, all morning, it doesn't already know what to do.
אולי חיברת אותו למטען הלא נכון.
Unbelievable. I wake up, I open the computer, and I'm high. It's like this crazy occurrence. Okay, it's time for... When I like that I get to do this all the time. Oh my God, it's Wheel of Topics. Okay, remember, peoples, we do have a post on our Facebook page if you would like to add to our Wheel of Topics.
תענות מטורפת, יש לנו שם, לא?
Find it and add to it. Also, I haven't even posted where you could get like our Shidur Chozers, you know, I guess they're called podcasts in this day. One day I'll post that. Also, you can obviously find them. They're on the website of Hakatzei. We are, oh my God, it's still alive, on Radio Hakatzei. This is Wheel of Topics. Please, Ronen, choose a category. Obviously, we have to somehow make it related to food, this topic, since it's a food and drink show. Does it have to do with food and drink right off the bat? No. Okay, what do we got?
Selfie.
Selfies?
כן.
Well, selfies can have a lot to do with food and drink, because people do that shit with food all the time.
אבל זה לא נחשב סלפי. מה, הרי מה הקטע של סלפי? זה שאתה מצלם את עצמך, נכון?
כן, מה הקטע?
אם אתה מצלם לא את עצמך, זה לא סלפי.
נכון, but I'm saying you with food, like people...
כן, כן, אם אתה מצלם את עצמך עם האוכל, אז זה סלפי.
Or drinks, people do that also with, you know, at the bar.
זה קשה קצת לשתות ולצלם את עצמך, זה גם לא נראה לי...
I'm a master of the selfie.
עושה את זה?
I'm a master. No, I don't take pictures of myself eating. But I am a master of the selfie. I do it like the kids all the time.
לא, אבל כאילו עכשיו ברצינות.
כן, מה הקטע של הסלפי?
כאילו...
Where have we come to? Apparently the new iPhone, by the way, I believe it's the, I don't keep track of which phone is
it. הוא עושה סלפי לעצמו, הוא מצלם את עצמו.
No. They're going to have a video slow motion selfie thing that you could take slow motion video selfie.
כן, כן.
Which is also קטע.
כן. אתה יודע, סיפרתי לך שהיה לי פעם רעיון. אני לא יודע, נראה לי שכבר יש את זה, אבל לעשות מקל סלפי.
כן.
בעצם עם מקום... לשני פלאפונים.
אוקיי.
שבעצם אתה מצלם את עצמך, מצלם את עצמך. זאת אומרת, שרואים את הטלפון, רואים את הטלפון בתמונה.
כן, 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 I
understand. אז כאילו מישהו צילם אותך, אבל בעצם זה אתה.
It's beautiful.
אתה מבין?
כן. You know, it used to be like when we had the manual cameras and you'd go around taking pictures.
Of yourself.
You would never take a picture of yourself. You had a timer for that. If you wanted to do like a family picture or a picture of you in nature, you would do... You wouldn't know how the fuck it came out until you got home a month later. But you, in order to have a subject, you had to be traveling with somebody. You had to be with somebody at the place to have a subject in, you're not just taking nature shots. Today, you don't need that. You just walk around, you stick yourself in every picture. Because you take selfies outside the Leaning Tower of Pisa or wherever the fuck you are in the world or whatever it is. So, I don't know.
אתה יודע, גם מראות, אתה יודע, זה כאילו...
I think mirror, by the way, I have petek in here on mirrors, because mirrors to me is also a very interesting topic.
כן,
like, there are people that could stand in front of a mirror all day, and then there's, you know, my wife and I, when she moved into my house, our first big fight was she took a mirror and put it in the bedroom. And I'm like, why the fuck do I want a mirror in the bedroom? Like, what the hell do I want a mirror in the bedroom? I want to wake up and walk past. Why? On the other hand, my parents in my house growing up turned a whole wall in their bedroom into mirrors. So like their whole closet space and all that, it was all mirrors.
תשמע, בהקשר הזה אני יכול להגיד לך שמראות מגדילות את החלל.
בדיוק, that's בדיוק מה ש...
אבל אני חשבתי, אז אפשר לעשות מראה שהיא לא מראה, שהיא תמונה של מה שיש.
כן.
ואז אתה עובר ליד, אתה לא רואה את עצמך, אתה תמיד תראה את החדר שלך כי הוא... בעצם...
Or you could put yourself in one spot, so like a clock, it's like right at one point in time as you walk
מעניין.
by.
זה כבר
suddenly
מתוחכם.
It's a mirror.
כן, אבל זה כבר, what's the point?
כן, but I bet we could do one day, there will be a hologram, you know, like, you could do a still picture and still it'd be a mirror of you, but the background would be your room. Wow, מגניב, that's a startup right fucking there.
כן.
Mirrors with backgrounds.
אני חשבתי לעשות יום ללא סלפי.
Wow.
מה אתה אומר?
אמן.
תחשוב כמה זמן, כמה זמן יתווסף לאנשים. נגיד אם אתה לוקח את כל הזמן שאנשים בזבזו על לעמוד ולהסתכל על עצמם, פתאום אתה יודע, אתה יכול לעשות עם זה משהו.
I'll tell you when I use selfies. I take a lot more pictures of my family than I do of myself. But when we're together, we'll do selfies, or my kids will play with the putting hats on us from the camera and shit like that. Or if we're all together and we're on a picture of all of us, so that's when, those are the times I pretty much use a selfie. Or like I'm talking to someone on the phone and I want to show them a picture of where I am right now.
אתה רוצה להגיד לי שאתה לא מצלם את עצמך סתם שאתה לפעד בחדר עם עצמך?
You know when I do that? When I'm taking a shit. I have like a series of pictures of me like sitting on the toilet taking a shit and I like send it to people. I had like a thing with some people that I would just send them every day in the morning a picture of myself on the toilet wherever I was. Like I was here, I was there.
באמת?
Yeah, for sure.
אוקיי, לא ידעתי את זה. מעניין, אתה יודע שזה סטייה, זה לא כאילו משהו שהוא...
You don't see my whole body.
אני מבין, אני מבין, אני מבין, ועדיין.
This is just like me on the shitter in the morning. That's a good place for a selfie.
זה מסתדר לי עם האישיות שלך לגמרי. אתה יודע, לא מפתיע.
Look, that's an interesting record of, you know, of your days. Every day a selfie on the shitter in the morning, and then you kind of have like a series of... That's funny because I don't either. where do we go from here? I know exactly where we go from here.
איך הגענו מלדבר על נושא של אוכל? האמת שזה מתקשר.
Well, yeah, well, we started with selfies.
לא, לא, זה לגמרי מתקשר. בסוף הגענו לאף שהאוכל יוצא, אתה יודע.
נכון, גם בהתחלה with my daughter in the toilet, so we're talking both ends here today.
נכון, אוקיי, אז יש פה...
Unfortunately, I didn't bring enough bathroom songs, but I'm sure I must have one or two to throw in. But we might as well go from here to kielbasa.
אוקיי.
Short and to the point.
Thank you. It's been some beautiful weather here in New York City. But it seems like you can't really enjoy it because it's not supposed to be good weather. So it means it's the end of the world. It's pleasant while you're enjoying it, but in the back of your mind you're like, dude, greenhouse dudes. End of the world times.
Dude, I'm sorry, Jack.
What?
Joe, when you put the beer on top of the ice, it doesn't get cold as much as when it's submerged in the ice. It's okay. Just fix it. I apologize. Joe Beebe, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Beebe. It's not getting cold from the bottom up.
Tenacious the D. Kielbasa!
Jesus, man.
Hey, look, someone's got to do it. Okay. If it wasn't him, it would have been someone else.
Okay.
You know, scientists are now catching on and wondering if the universe itself is conscious.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
מה אתה חושב על זה?
They're playing right into my hands, is what I think about that.
מה אתה חושב על זה?
What do I think?
Okay.
That it's obvious and clear.
It's obvious. What?
It has to be. There can be no choice in the matter. You can't.
אתה חושב?
You can't. How, are you conscious?
אני חושב שכן.
Do you live in the universe?
אתה יודע, בחלק קטן ממנו, אתה יודע.
But you're a part of the universe, so how can you...
כן, אתה יודע.
Dude.
כן, אתה יודע, פילוסופית כן. אני לא מדעית יודע להגיד לך משהו על הדבר הזה, אבל...
If consciousness exists, it would be impossible that the universe itself wouldn't be conscious.
כן, אבל זה יכול להיות שאני רק חושב שאני מודע.
כן, I understand.
אז אתה מבין?
So also the universe thinks that he's מודע.
אוקיי, אז הוא לא. סבבה. זה המסקנה שלי.
It's possible that neither are, and it's possible that both are.
בדיוק, בשביל זה אני לא מבין.
But I don't think it's possible that one is and one isn't. You understand what I'm saying?
כן, אבל אתה יודע.
That's what I'm saying.
מה זאת אומרת? אני מודע, והדג, הדג, דג זהב שלי באקווריום לא.
I'm not sure. No, there's, no, hold on. There's just a different...
למרות שאיגי פופ אומר...
It's a question of complexity. Once you get to a certain...
The fish doesn't talk, the fish is mute, because the fish knows everything.
Right. The fish is on its way to a certain kind of consciousness. It's a different consciousness than our consciousness. It's obvious. It's not self-conscious. No, but... It's not self-conscious is what you're saying. It's not aware of itself somehow, like... You know, like an elephant will see itself in the mirror and understand that it's itself. A fish will never do that. That doesn't mean it's not conscious. Everything has to have a certain level. There's a complexity of consciousness.
Okay, אז סבבה, אז אולי אנחנו ב...
It's like free will. Like there's no free will. There's no free will. In my, like all of our will really comes from like the universe. It's like a universal will or a collective will.
איפה אלוהים בכל
סיפור? That each individual like kind of takes up that... will.
ואלוהים?
I do believe in choice, just not in will. For me, that's two different things. For example, a mouse in a maze trying to get the cheese, okay? It has no will in trying to get the cheese. It's a fucking mouse. It's going to try and get the cheese, even if it doesn't really want to on the inside. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have free will in the getting of the cheese. However, which turn to take to get the cheese and how to get to the cheese, those are choices that it makes along the way. So that's the difference for me between will and choice. We have, the will comes from somewhere else and we make choices about how to get to that will.
מעניין, מעניין.
So that's for me is something like that.
כן.
And yes, the fish has some kind of consciousness. It's just maybe not...
the fish knows everything.
Not right. We're supposed to get to sponsors at some point in time here, but let's do a song first and then come back and do a sponsor.
מה שאתה רוצה?
מה שאני רוצה.
כן.
I smoke a doobie, I have a little cigarette, yeah, listen to some Grateful Dead. That's kind of like where I'm at right now. I'm not sure about you, but Brown-Eyed Women. It's a little bit of moonshine singing here.
the old man never was the same again. And he made whiskey and he made it well. Cost $2 and it burned like a I cut hickory just to buy the still. Drink down a bottle. Like the old man's getting old. Gone are the days when the ox fall down. You take up the oak and plow the fields around. Gone are the days when the lady said, please, gently, Jack Jones, won't you come home to me? Looks like the old man's getting old. And it looks like the old man's getting old.
The storyteller, Jerry Garcia. What a man, what a dude. Do you appreciate his storytelling? Have I played for you enough? I got to play a few really storytelling songs of Jerry Garcia. So you get, because you're not like a Grateful Dead, you're not a Jerry Garcia guy.
תשמע, as of yet. קודם כל לא נכון.
Okay.
אני כן, פשוט אתה מאוד שם, אני מהשוואה אליך, אתה יודע, אני לא מכיר, אבל בזכותך שמעתי מלא Grateful Dead וגם Jerry Garcia ו... אתה יודע, אני מכיר די הרבה שירים שלהם, בסופו של דבר.
כן.
אבל כן, נראה לי שזה lifetime ללמוד את, להכיר.
He just has a gift with like musical storytelling, Jerry Garcia. He really does. The way he weaves stories, the way he tells them on stage, תוך כדי, and also because he's also been always live. Like he's never retelling a story in some sense. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Or he's just like so souped up on heroin that everything is new to him at the moment. But yeah, he did that. For a while. That was yeah. Anyway, let's have a sponsor because we need dough. We have not yet filled in the money yet, so please. Oh my God. Money time. Okay, today we have a very nice sponsor for you. We were talking about children and children's eating habits. So maybe your child loves his meat, loves his or her meat.
יש הרבה ילדים כאלה.
יש הרבה,
שואבים.
But you're just having trouble giving them enough sweets. They just won't eat candy.
יש המון ילדים כאלה.
They're not chewing gum.
המון, המון, המון. אני מכיר כמה.
Right? נכון? So this is very, very special. There is now chicken-flavored ice cream. Chicken-flavored. Listen to me, people. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it slowly. Chicken-flavored ice cream. They say that everything tastes like chicken. Ice cream does now too. Your kids will eat it.
זה בעצם עשוי מחלב וסוכר, בעצם?
I did not get into the details. I'm sure it's written down.
לא, אבל זה כאילו, אני מתכוון שתזונתית זה כמו גלידה, זאת אומרת.
Oh, it's ice cream.
זה גלידה כל דבר, בת הסוכר, כל הדברים הלא טובים.
Correct.
פשוט בטעם של אוף.
Of course.
אתה יודע.
Of course. This is yes. This is real ice cream. Chicken flavored, your kids will eat it. Finally, you've been, I'm sure, years.
זה טוב לעוד סוג של אנשים.
Please.
נגיד כמו הבת שלי, שהיא צמחונית.
And she can finally taste
some
chicken.
היא לא יכולה לאכול עוף, אבל הנה, היא יכולה לאכול עוף, טעם של עוף בעצם, בתור גלידה. אתה מבין שזה הופך את זה?
A benefit that we didn't even see.
אפילו למוצר הרבה יותר אטרקטיבי ממה שחשבת.
You see that? So go right now to chickenflavoredicecream.com, get yours. Put in the secret code still alive for your first order discount. Please, please, people, we're working with you here. Work with us. We're trying a little, make a little bang for our buck, or buck for our bang.
Olé. אני אוהב את
banging some bucks.
את הספונסור הזה.
So ממש, please, please, still alive.
למרות שאני גם, אתה יודע, לא אוכל, כאילו זה, זה בשבילי משהו שהוא...
You're into the chicken flavored ice cream. Delicioso.
כן, אתה יודע, אני, יש לי געגועים לפעמים.
Of course, of course. Who yeah. doesn't miss their chicken now and again? I should probably play chicken now. But I do have a song called Chicken.
Buona so,
look at that. Buona look at that. So we're going right into Chicken, Sly, and Sly and the Family Stone. As soon as I find it, because I know it's here somewhere. There it is. Sly and the Family Stone, ladies and gentlemen, singing to you a little bit of chicken to go along with our chicken-flavored ice cream. Get it now. Get it soon. Eat it forever.
We would like to do a song.
And please.
We don't always Sly. Get a chance to do. Everywhere we play, it's called Chicken. And see if you dig it. Microphone on. Rosie Stone, would you turn the electric microphone on? Don't you know I'm in your corner? And don't you know I'm good for you, you? McDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
and on his palm he had some drums. E-I-E-I-O. I said on his palm he had a choir. E-I-E-I-O. Let's try it again. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
Sly and the Family Stone bringing us some chicken. You got to love that. So don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we are in the middle of a two-part special. Songs, talk, everything. It's all about the food and the drink. Got any suggestions? It's too fucking late. You missed the deadline. Ronan, Tachazit. What are we looking for? What are we looking at? Tell me how to fish. Tell me what kind of fish I'm going to catch. Tell me something. Something. Tell me something. I'm hungry.
אחרי השיר עם הדג, אני לא, אתה יודע, אני חושב שאנחנו, כמו שאפשר לראות, זה לא שבת טובה לים, לפחות לא בצד של ה...
דגים.
לא, דווקא לא, של ה... אתה יודע, של הנופשים, בכל זאת אנחנו בעונה בעייתית, אז אני הייתי נמנע מלהגיע לאזור.
Do not come to the sea, people. Do not come to the sea, go the other direction.
בדיוק, תלכו לטייל במזרח, כאילו, אתה יודע, יש המון דברים יפים בארץ, בצד המזרחי שלה. המון, 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 ממש, כאילו, וואו, באמת, אני כאילו,
לא יודע. גם דרום.
גם דרום-מזרח. נכון, יש...
בכלל דרום, נכון, זה נחמד.
ממש, יפה שם עכשיו.
The Negev is lovely this time of year.
כן, תיזהרו מ... אתה יודעים, מין נחשים, אתה יודע, דברים כאלה. כאילו, למרות שאתה יודע, זו תקופה שמשנים.
This is what you're talking about now? We've come from תחזית ים to נחשים?
תחזית מדבר.
You know, by the way, I just read a story on a news site that wombats in Australia... they live underground. Hmm. They're letting other animals into their burrows, including snakes.
Did they force them?
No, before the fire comes. They're like all protecting themselves together from the fire and wombat.
באמת?
That's what I read. Believe me, I'm not there and I can't say it's a fact, but that's what I read, that like snakes and other animals are, wombats are bringing them in somehow to their homes before the fire hits. Hmm. And they're all like cohabitating.
מעניין.
During the fire.
מעניין. Right. וגר זאב עם כבש.
זה משהו כזה, right? I think a snake would fucking chomp a wombat in normal circumstances. All right, so this has been our... the conclusion of part one. How you feeling with the food?
אני ארגיש קצת מוזר עם התחזית, כאילו...
Because we talked about snakes in the desert and said, don't go to the sea.
כן, כאילו, אני דווקא חושב שנחשים זה אחלה דבר. ואני...
To eat.
לא, אני באדם. אני לא נקדם, אתה יודע. ואין לי בעיה איתם.
Food, food, food. I mean, let's not open up a snake trouble. Snakes, if you're listening, we're all good with you. Be good with us.
תשמע, אתה יודע, הם ברשימה של הדאגות שלי הם ממש למטה. אז אתה יודע, בוא...
Yes,
you know, אתה יודע, אני יותר פחד לאכול...
The only time I worry about snakes, by the way, is when I'm peeing outdoors. I was worried maybe he'll think
it's... מתי זה קורה לך? כמה זה קורה לך כבר?
I pee outdoors.
איפה? מתי? אתה כאילו יש לך
הרבה... In my yard. Sometimes I'll pee in my yard.
בקיץ. למה?
Also in the winter time.
How much does it make sense? כאילו זה חסכוני במים.
But it's not that. I got, you know, nobody sees. It's like I got some bushes there and I'm sitting outside.
אולי אתה רוצה
שמישהו יסתכל. Having a smoke or whatever.
Who knows?
Right. I'm making phone calls. Look, I'm peeing in the bushes.
לא, אתה מצלם עצמך בשירותים, אז לא הייתי מתפלא אם... אתה יודע.
Like I said, they just see my face and it's clear that I'm
כן.
I do have a vision for a picture with that I'm gonna do, by the way. I'm not letting on yet, but it's gonna be fabulous. Good. So this is what we're gonna go out with today. We're gonna go out with Bananas and Blow. This is a band called Ween. I'm not exactly clear on how I feel about Ween in general. They are quite a popular jam band. I don't know if I'm here or there with them at this point in time, still to this day. But this is a song called Bananas and Blow, and it includes a false start, which you always got to love live a false start when a guy's like, oh, I fucked this up, let's do it again. So have a great week. We'll see you next week with some more food and drink and fun. Oh my God, it's still alive. Radio, I could say. Have a lovely week, peoples. Peace out.
I believe I moved now. Mr. Vincent Smoker, you're a chicken choker. Cognac and black coffee with the boys. Dancing in your thong. Hold on. Oh, I just totally fucked that up. All right.
Places, places. Okay. I'm ready now.
One, two, let's smoke again. Yeah.
Bully-ba-boop,
Mr. Engine Smoker, you're a poopy poker. Chardonnay and cocaine in the spot. Pantyhose and aquanet, smoking menthol cigarettes. Tonight we'll tango in the street. You eat dark meat, Mr. Engine Smoker, you're a chicken choker. Tonight you're gonna let it all hang out. And Aquanet, little boys on crystal meth. Tonight we'll tango in the street. You eat the dark meat.
I believe I did. I believe I did. I believe I did.
Now smoke.
Believe I'm a